With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
A couple of notes is, Manny Vasgersian's walking
Look
up right
at
now.
Look at that. A handsome SOB right there walking up.
Actually, I thought one fun note that's probably going to impact Matty, good to see you, Matty. More than any other news that's come out at the baseball winter meetings so far this week, a little scoop last night is that the draft is moving from Secaucus, New Jersey, the MLB Network headquarters, to Omaha, Nebraska.
It's a good idea.
For like the 3 days before the College World Series. Matty, it's good to see you. From MLB Network joining us here on Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Can you believe anything wanted to leave Secaucus, New Jersey?
Is it Secaucus or Secaucus?
It's your home away from home.
That is intuitive, Steve, because everybody in Secaucus calls it Secaucus. It's like people in San Francisco bristling at when somebody says Frisco.
And when people say Cali, like the new guy moves to town, he's like, I'm loving Cali.
Yeah,
it's like
Cali,
nobody says that here.
Secaucus sounds like people getting together to vote on a boat captain.
Secaucus.
Yeah, you know, regardless of how you say it, it still smells of sewage.
Yes. Well, and then you go to Omaha, and it smells like cow dung. So you guys ever hear of Vegas, San Diego? I mean, there's a lot of other cool places.
I think
you
it's
go.
A good idea, though.
No, it is.
All the guys who are getting drafted
they're there at
the College World Series.
It is. It makes a lot of sense. And they've been talking about that one for a while, so it's cool that that's actually happening. Even though we'll miss it, having it at MLB Network was cool. If for the only reason that occasionally, like, a star would show up that you didn't know was going to turn into a star, Mike Trout was there in 2009.
Wow.
And watched, you know, his name fall deeper and deeper on the board. And we're like, oh, this Jersey kid got taken first by the Angels. Hope he turns into something.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And maybe the greatest player alive. Well, yeah. No, the greatest player alive is sitting in there waiting for his name to be called.
Right, right.
Amazing. How's everything with you, man?
Good.
The gig is good. Everything's good.
Everything's good. Very busy once the season starts. This is kind of the fun time of year for us. We get to just kind of sit back and watch it all unfold without a lot of travel. And coming out here is a pleasure for everybody. You know, I mean, last year at the winter meetings, last few years, it's been slow.
Yeah.
And it's just good for business when there's transactions and things to report. The Strasburg thing made news everywhere yesterday, not just in San Diego. So my litmus test is this. When you're on your Yahoo homepage and there's a baseball story, even if it's ham-handedly reported, even if it's not quite detailed, when it knocks off some salacious crime or heart-tugging human interest story from the top of your news feed, then baseball is in a good spot.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing yesterday. And, you know, again, I was kind of joking earlier. I said, man, we had a lot of financial advisors out there on Twitter yesterday with this Strasburg deal. And, you know, the way I look at it is I think we all want to get paid for the things that we have done, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the natural order of things. And I think some of this contract is, hey, man, we love you. We want you here. And we're going to make sure that you don't go anywhere else. And thank you for all the hard work that you've given this organization. Part of it's that. Part of it is that that kid's still 31 years old, and he is an ace, and you want to keep your ace. And, you know, the money's exorbitant, sure, but I was saying earlier, The Rock made $89 million last year. Last year, in 1 year, The Rock, he's one of the worst actors out there. Steven Strasburg.
That's his opinion. I mean, you know, it's not everyone's opinion.
Nice guy, very dynamic. I get it. But, you know, it's not Philip Seymour Hoffman here we're talking about, all right? It's a lot of money, but I think you do it in a heartbeat with a guy like that.
Yeah. No, I agree for all the reasons you state. And he's their franchise guy.
That's it.
And, you know, the Tommy John history is now proving that, you know, once guys get out of that immediate recovery zone of whatever it is, 19 to 36 months, that the odds of that happening again are slim. Sure, there have been two-time Tommy John recipients.
Sure.
There have been a handful of three-timers. But he checks all the boxes. He's just, he's never going to embarrass you. We're over 2015 where they shut him down.
Yep.
Even though they brought it up at the press conference yesterday when Mike Rizzo was sitting smugly next to, I don't know which one. Actually, I think Scott was the guy that was a little more smug, right? He just
really,
consummated
Scott
it.
Boris was yeah. more smug than someone else.
And he should have been. Like, he just did a mega deal. And he's got another one sitting there that's going to get even more when Garrett Cole finally signs on the dotted line for close to $300 million total package. It's going to be a $600 million month for him.
Yeah. Well, and we keep hearing these things, Matty V. Man, it's just baseball's in a bad spot right now. There's going to be a strike, the labor, the owners. And I'm looking at the owners, and they're cutting the checks right now. The players seem to be a lot happier this year than they were last year. You're not hearing – yeah, you hear kind of behind the scenes from agents and things like, hey, brace yourselves. It's coming. But when you look at deals like that get made yesterday, you're like, how is this coming? Everybody seems to be, on the same page right now.
There's always that, the guy that bets on the don't line that thinks the sky's going to fall. I happen to be, I don't know, sometimes I go that way with things. But with this one, no, there's not going to be a work stoppage.
Right.
There's not. It's a, what was the terminology that Scott Boras, by the way, has a great team of writers coming up with some of these descriptives.
They're fantastic.
He said
they
something
really
like the Washington Nationals are experiencing a cherry blossom festival of revenue after winning the World. Like, it's just good stuff, right? But that's all of baseball. The money is there. Like the digital money that's poured in from MLB.com, BAM, quote unquote, it's been a windfall for all 30 clubs. Yeah. And the rights deals are huge. The player contracts are huge. There will be no stoppage.
Thank God.
I just don't.
It can't recover. It would take so long to recover from a work stoppage again. I mean, it took forever.
And every league has its quote unquote problems.
No doubt.
The NBA has a competitive balance problem. So does the NFL. The NFL has bad behavior problems every day on the back of page six. Every league has these little mini issues. Everybody's fine.
I saw they released the slate, at least the first half slate of ESPN Sunday Night Baseball next year. Are you coming back? Do we know? Is that official?
Do we know? Your guess is as good
breaking
as mine.
Breaking news here.
Let me know if you're here. I think I'm coming back.
Okay, good. I'd heard a report somewhere that hadn't been decided.
ESPN is going to experience a cherry blossom of growth and fruitful
cherry blossom. No games. Can we get them to Petco Park at some point?
Well, we talked about it yesterday, and I knew you were going to attack Matty V when he got here. I knew it. Like it's his fault, but we talked about it yesterday. So the deal is you release about half the schedule, and of course it's a lot of Yankees, Red Sox, it's still going to get viewers. It works. They do it because it works. It's like radio. You do it. You stick with it if it works. But we agreed that, hey, the Padres they could play their way into a Sunday Night Baseball if they wanted to.
They
it's there. And the stars are there.
They need to win 40 in a row and trade for Bryce Harper. I mean, honestly, there are teams like the Padres who are interesting, if not on the verge of being really exciting.
Yeah.
Teams like the A's who are really good, who get ignored nationally, and it's not just Sunday Night Baseball. And the Sunday Night Baseball ratings algorithm is pretty good. They do a good job in trying to maximize the eyeballs. There's not as much Yankees Red Sox, at least as what was announced as we had last year. We had five Yankees Red Sox games last year. Like, that's a lot.
They're 17 hours long also, so that's
but they do rate, and that's the thing that people watch. And, we could find the best quote-unquote baseball matchup every weekend, and it might not move the needle like something that Cubs, Cardinals, Red Sox, Yankees.
Right.
So that's kind of how it goes. And believe me, I fly the flag for Padres games a lot.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you? I mean, with some of the exciting young players that the Pods have and then, the superstars that they've added, et cetera. And yeah, I mean, maybe they can play their way in a year, a couple of years. But there's a lot of work left to be done, and I know that
I'm simply jealousy. I just want to see San Diego and the Padres on that national stage because
Sign Bumgarner would be a
you like
step
the Matt
in the right
Bum
direction.
Move?
I think that's really intriguing, for so many reasons. I don't know. Like I really felt like he was going to sign, seal, and deliver himself to the Braves,
same.
And nobody else had a shot.
Yeah.
Now I'm starting to think otherwise. We're hearing the Reds are
Diamondbacks, I heard yesterday.
Maybe the Diamondbacks, maybe the Padres. This has gotten pretty interesting. And by the way, if you're representing Madison Bumgarner, you're sitting at a very good spot right now because you have all the teams that are in play for Cole and all the teams for whom Cole is a little too pricey. You've got a bigger market than Cole right now in terms of volume of teams buying.
It's interesting how obviously Madison Bumgarner wasn't the same the last couple of seasons as he was before, but people assume, well, that means he's going to be not quite as good the rest of his career. Yet a guy like Drew Pomeranz, who had fallen off the map, has two good months, and, he gets a pretty big deal to pitch out of the Padres bullpen. It's like, hey, just impress us for a few weeks. And we still got plenty of money out there for
timing
you.
Is everything.
Timing is absolutely everything. Yeah, it really is. And I'm excited about, the future of this team here. more today than I was 6 weeks ago. And I think as a fan, that's really all you can ask. Like, are we consistently trying to improve? I mean, imagine being, you know, a fan of the team like the Pirates or the Rays, or, you know, the Rays win 90 games, no one cares.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody cares at all. And I think in this city, and you know it to be true, Matty, once those 90-win seasons start coming here, it's going to be bedlam. Bedlam in this town. People are so hungry.
I've seen more in the 3 days we've been here. I've seen more Padres caps
yep.
of different vintage than I did in the 8 years that I lived here.
Yeah.
It really is pretty incredible. And part of that is the Charger defection. Part of that is the excitement with Tatis and the new crop of players, the new uniforms. I also hope this. I hope that everybody gives Jace Tingler a real chance.
Yeah.
Because I think that for a GM, for AJ to bring in a guy that nobody was really familiar with means that there's got to be something there. So I think everybody should kind of tip their cap and say, all right, let's give this a chance. Here's a guy nobody knows a lot about. He could turn into something very special, and I hope everybody has an open mind to a guy that had not managed before.
Like I said, I think it's a lot more open now than it was 6 weeks ago.
That's good.
You know, and I think we had him on yesterday, and yesterday was more of just a conversation talking about baseball than it was, hey, I'm the new guy, and I'm going to assert myself, and this is what we're going to do. Now, yeah. he seems to be a really collaborative guy, seems to be a grinder, a guy that's going to be out there with the guys and grinding through it, and we were really impressed. We sat down with him yesterday.
Yeah, I spent a little time with him yesterday, too, just kind of chit-chat time around the hotel, and I felt the same way. I'm really rooting for the guy and hope he has success.
Yeah, we do, too.
How do you spend your days? Obviously, you've got your responsibilities for MLB Network, but when you're here, you're networking. What do you, I mean, how do you spend your time?
What are you networking for,
I'm not
by
really
the way?
Networking yeah. at all.
You have an attaché with resumes in it or no?
I had like two guys hand me DVDs of their work yesterday. Like, I'm an aspiring play-by-play guy. And they jammed a DVD in my stomach.
Ooh.
I'm like, dude, I'm not going to listen to it, but Godspeed. I hope you take my job someday. Soon, actually. I don't really do a lot of networking. We do our show from 8 to 10 in the morning. I'm going to be at the Padres a little later on at Petco Park doing a little event with some season ticket holders with Mud. And then
wait, Mud and Matty V
yeah.
back together?
Uh-oh. It's going to be a little shtick. You know, our act probably would not fly as well with a good team. But when I was here, when we were working together, the pods were so bad for many of those years that it just didn't really matter. We were doing it to amuse ourselves.
Of course, yeah.
And it was
you got to get through it.
And we loved it, and it was great. But I try to get out of here, actually. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time trolling the halls, you know, waxing philosophic on how much money Cole's going to get, which is what a lot of guys do.
By the way, how much is he going to get? About
three. I think he's going to get close to three.
Yeah. 9 years?
That's what they're saying. I mean, that's a pretty big nut to bite down on for a pitcher that's almost 30 years old or however old Garrett is. But he is the class of the class
yep,
right now. So if he's not going to get it, nobody will.
Wow.
Well, Matty, it is always a pleasure to
see
you back in San Diego. Best of luck. Hopefully we'll run into you again before the week's over.
I like the placards that you guys have.
Very professional.
Yeah,
it is very professional.
Don't go anywhere. I've got a CD I want to give you before you leave, all right? Just real quick.
Matt
Van Skirchen
from MLB Network. And as you know, all of our guests presented by Wingly Buddha-Style Chicken, found at Sinley Foods. This is a lifestyle, not a fad.
Yes,
it is.
Have
you ever been presented by chicken before?
I haven't, but I'm waiting for the gift certificate so I can experience said chicken.
We didn't get any trade, so it's fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.